be strong.
Join the She Trucking Foundation today and be a part of a supportive community of women in the trucking industry. Unlock exclusive access to valuable resources, including mentorship, educational workshops, and networking opportunities. Whether you're an experienced professional or just starting your trucking journey, She Trucking is here to empower you and help you thrive. Visit www.shetrucking.com to join us and drive your trucking career to new heights. Hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. TNJ Ramsey, the host of the She Trucking Podcast, powered by CTR Media Network. And today, we are bringing on some of the best of the best in celebration, yes, of women in trucking during this amazing International Women's Month. And today, we have the amazing Jennifer Marshall. She is not only a CDL instructor, she is a driver, and she is a woman on a mission to help empower you on no matter what level of trucking that you find yourself on. So without further ado, let's bring on the amazing Jennifer Marshall. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, it is so great to have you today. And so when I think about you as a woman, the question always comes to mind for me, why did you decide to go into the trucking industry?
Honestly, to be like my aunt.
Oh.
Yeah. My aunt Sandra, that's all she did until she, you know, started having kids. And then my uncle, he continued on with the driving and she ran the internal part of it. So, and you know, everybody has that favorite aunt that you emulate. And, you know, I used to joke around, call her Aunt God. So that's why I got into it.
Oh, wow. That is something else. So we have some virtual studio audience in the building saying, hello, ladies. Hello.
Hi.
All right. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. So, Jennifer, you went in because you had this fabulous aunt and you decided to go into trucking. So was it easy for you to obtain your CDL? And when did you come into the industry?
No, it was not easy. Mm-hmm. When I graduated from high school in June of 98, she gave me a job. Her and my uncle gave me a job in their trucking company in the office. I did driver qualification, safety, logs, stuff like that, fuel by state back when you still had to do it by hand. And then that kind of evolved into being what's called a squirrel. And I would have to help load and unload the trailers with my brother. And because they hauled high value electronics. And when that started phasing out, and I hit a few bumps in my personal life, I decided it was time that I needed to go driving. I was called a few schools, and I called Lincoln Land in Springfield and talked to Bob Howard, and he told me exactly what to do step by step, how to get into the program and how to get it funded, because it was a few thousand dollars even back then. And he got me in. I had to drive back and forth. Plus, I had a kid at home. And then, you know, I was the only woman in the class. All the companies that were coming in to recruit were flatbed, only looking for men. So on top of everything else, you know, thank God for Bob. Bob and Craig, who was my actual range and road instructor, helped me find a job, and they pointed me towards SMX out in Fort Dodge, Iowa, which they're no longer in business. They were bought out by Decker. Mm-hmm. Great company though. They were, oh my God, they were great. And then from there, when they started to be bought out, I moved to Risinger Brothers in Morton, which was a little closer to home. Had to step away from that one. Because ran into an issue being, you know, a girl. So, You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to night transportation. And when I was at night, I had the best support group. Mm-hmm. Right up there in Lamont, Illinois. My dispatcher, I'm not going to name names because they're all still involved in trucking. Just the dispatcher and the recruiter and everybody was great in that office except for the safety guy. Had a few issues with the safety guy. He put a tracker on my truck and he would know exactly where I was at, what I was doing, and would show up when I was in the Chicagoland area. One night it got bad enough that my dispatcher and him actually threw hands in the parking lot over it. So, and my dispatcher ended up going to work at another company. That guy never got sent anywhere because he had family in the company. So he went back to Texas. And then from there, I went to Celadon. And Celadon was great. They were great. But that was when the old man was still alive. So your mic's gone.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So you had a vast history with trucking because you have the unique experience of being with more than one carrier, working mm-hmm. with more than one company, having some of the different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I did hear is you had some good experiences and you had some not so great experiences within the industry. And yeah. the fact that you had to deal with someone tracking you. And we speak so often about safety of women on the road. I mean, that is you would think you started in the 90s. You would think by 2024, we will have been remedied this problem by now. But the fact of the matter is this problem is still going on. And these are some things and some issues that we tackle with She Trucking. So for women that's starting now, because we have a new group of women that are young, that are just starting out, how would you suggest that they maneuver as a new driver on the road with all these different variables that can happen while on the road? And just being a female.
Be aware. Always be aware. Have your head on a swivel. Constantly. You know, it's, for lack of a better term, you have to start acting like you are in the military. Don't sit with your back where, you know, it's unprotected. Personally, I never stopped my truck and got out after dark. I made sure everything I did was done before the sun went down. When that sun went down, I did not get out of my truck again till the sun come back up, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. If you do, for some reason, like, you know, some deliveries are after dark, it just happens. If you do have to get out, make sure you are on the phone with somebody. They know exactly where you're at, what you're wearing, the whole nine yards. And I know that some things are illegal, but there's ways around everything. So you can't, most trucking companies are very strict on what they allow you to carry in your truck,
mm-hmm.
but what you can carry that is completely 100% legal is hornet spray. And it does shoot a very long stream, straight stream, very good aim. Mm-hmm. I carry bear mace.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also have a shank. So, you know, and it does curve around my hand. So if I have to use it, I can use it as an enforcer to hit something or to gut something.
And that's the sad reality of the situation. We have so many women that have been through some things and have got sexually assaulted. Some have even lost their life just to help take care of their families. And then the fact that they may be in an abusive relationship at home, And the truck is the only thing that they can get away from it. And then they have to go deal with all the different things that's out when they're on the road that they have to, like you said, you have to keep your head on the swivel, ladies, because you never know who's watching you. You have to be mindful of your surroundings all the time. And the sad thing is you shouldn't have to watch people in the industry, but the harsh reality is that you have to watch everybody because you are a woman in a male-dominated industry. We have some comments coming in from our Facebook community, She Trucking on Facebook. And Owen says, hello, ladies. There was 5 of us in the class of 100 for me. So this must be somebody that know you. Or maybe. But they agree with what we're saying with everything being true in regards to what women have to endure. And so when you think about all those different adversities that you had to deal with over the years, being in a male predominantly dominated industry, what are some other ways that you had to deal with it? Because we hear how you had to deal with it from a physical standpoint. You had to have different sprays, different maneuvers, but from a mental standpoint, you being a female on the road, how did that feel?
Well, I probably went above and beyond because I wanted to make sure that I was never put in a bad situation. Okay. So I would never allow anybody to open my doors. And if they offered, I tell them, no, I'm good. This is my job. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. You let me do my job. Thank you, but no, thank you. And I was always polite. I would never ask for help backing up. If I needed a spotter, I'd say, hey, can you spot me? I never said, hey, get in my truck and back up for me, please. I see that so much and it's crazy. You know, if you don't, do not ever put a stranger in your truck. Come on, people. Seriously. I don't care if you are in a room of a million people. You put a stranger in your truck, it only takes a split second for you to be gone. I mean, honestly. I just wanted to be better. Everything I did, I wanted to do better. When it was, you know, alley docking, I worked and worked and worked until I was better at it. Backing straight, I wanted to back straight longer, better than men. I wanted to be able to drive more miles than the men. That way I could say, look, nobody has to carry my weight. I am good to hire. I am worthy of you going out on a line for me. I'm going to go the extra mile for your company. So like I said, I may not have done it the right way, but I've only had one company that I left on bad terms with. But everybody leaves on bad terms with them. Mm-hmm. Literally everybody has left. So, you know.
And we have those companies do exist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so we're not going to give them a platform right now.
No.
But not even. You know. Let me look at you. You know. Okay. And so, and ladies, the reason why we're going so deep into these uncomfortable topics is because we need you to understand. We don't want you to be naive. We have a lot of new women, a lot of young people that it's a generational gap, a generational divide. Like our age bracket, Jennifer, we have an awareness of our surroundings because of how we was raised a little bit differently than this new generation of
young people. We were raised feral.
Yeah, within their 20s and so. So they're a little bit more carefree in ways that we never were. That helps in some ways, but also is very dangerous in this industry.
Yes.
And I'm even going to take a shower. Getting out of your truck at any time can become a life and death situation.
Yep.
Up under the wrong circumstances if you're not paying attention. If you're not, you have to start being mindful of what's going on, okay? And it's not saying that we want you to be paranoid. We want you to be fearful, overly fearful, but we want you to be self-aware of what's going on in the industry. And sometimes people may just not talk about it, but here, Jennifer and I, and with She Trucking, we want you to be known. We want you to be mindful of the good and not so good so that you can be safe, so that you can make it home to your families. Yep. We want you to stay safe, just like our virtual studio audience. She said, definitely. And she said, stay safe. So Jennifer, is there anything else you want to say on that topic? Because if not, we're going to take a small commercial break and then we'll be back with some more conversation, because I'm so grateful to you for even having the bravery to talk about this, this side. Everybody can talk about the other side, but this is really what hits home. And this is what women leave for. They leave the industry just because of this stuff that we're talking about. And they don't have anyone like you, Jennifer, that can tell them from a woman perspective, this is what you need to look out for.
Yep. Don't, they're going to ask you 40 ways from Sunday where you're going, what you're hauling, where you're going next. Don't tell them. Don't. Tell them someplace in the opposite damn direction. You know, I stopped and had a tire fixed at a Love's in Northern Indiana when I was headed into Michigan. I got up into Michigan, got at a truck stop, shut down for the night. I was hauling pickles out of Palatka, Florida. And I had the mechanic call me and say, he's staring at my truck. I literally had to call my husband at that time, who lived in Indiana, and tell him to get up there now. I'm sitting on the floorboard of my truck with the doors locked. And this guy took my phone number off of the paperwork from the breakdown. So do not put your phone number on there. Put your dispatcher's. And then have your dispatcher contact you, because there is 24-hour dispatch anywhere you work. 24-hour dispatch. They can call you when your truck's ready.
Little tips like that can be things that save your life, because it takes but a minute for your life to be changed forever. And sometime it never go back to how it was before. Yep. And so on this Women International Month, we're celebrating amazing women like Jennifer and all of you that's in the She Trucking community. But with all that celebration of you being able to conquer, being able to build, grow, and thrive in an industry that's was not made for you, we also have to have the hard conversation surrounding the parameters of having yourself inserted in an industry that was not made for you.
Yeah.
The dark side. The dark side.
The dark side.
Yeah. And it does exist. We hate it exists. We've been fighting for this to change for a long time. So we hope in some decade this is remedied, but it's not now.
And I was lucky. I was lucky because when I started, I had my aunt that gave me a heads up. Yeah. So, and like I said, she started in 78.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And it didn't.
It was even harder. Like, wow.
Yeah.
78?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
She they graduated from high school, crawled in a truck for Mayflower, I do believe, and took off.
Wow. Okay. So you have a long legacy.
Yeah.
Of warriors in the trucking industry, women. So, okay. That's why you, but everyone don't have the benefit of having this beautiful legacy that your family built for you. And also having, they may have men that's in the trucking industry, but they don't have women as well. You have both. And so she was able to give you the knowledge, the information to be able to be the strong woman that you are. But for those of you who may not have what Jennifer has with that nurturing environment to kind of, I would say, keep her grounded in this industry, she's letting you know different things that you can do for yourself now based upon her experience and her family's legacy, so that you will be self-aware. You don't have to have what she had, but she's here to inform you. Listen, ladies, it's more than just getting in the truck and driving.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I tell everybody I run into, because I was just up at the truck show in Peoria. Here's my business card. This is my cell phone. Text me. Because I live in a dead zone for cell service, but I do get texts. Okay. You know, if you have a question, text me. You know, and I tell my students, I don't care, because it's the same thing Bob Howard told me, same thing Craig told me. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you can't find a job, call me. I have fingers all over the industry. I can help you get a job. You know, you're on top of a mountain. You're freaking out. You don't know what to do. Take a breather. Call me. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I would rather walk you off that mountain than read about you on Facebook. You know, if you're sitting in a truck stop, scared to death, call me. I can figure out where you're at and I know who to call, because I may have one of my friends in that area that can get to you. You know, I have a good friend in Florida. I have another good friend that lives in Oklahoma, another one that lives in California. I even have a really good Facebook friend that lives in Canada, because I also drove to Canada when I worked for Celanon. So I know people everywhere. And that's, you know, I tell my students, if you need me, reach out. I'm not going to cut you off. Even when you're done with the class, I'm here.
And see, that's, and that is true sisterhood. Okay. We say the word sisterhood a lot, but do we really, are we using it because it's a trend? Are we using it because it sound good to say? This is what sisterhood look like. This is what we built for She Trucking. This is, Jennifer is one of our members. And we're going to talk a little bit more after the commercial break, because you're saying, man, I know you out, you, everybody on here is like, Jennifer is amazing. I know. No, she also has a school as well. So when we get back from our commercial break, we're going to go into her school, because you already heard her journey. And now she's actually turned another leaf and she's doing the school. And you can find out how you can be a part of it, how you can be within her inner circle and all that good stuff after this commercial break. We'll be back in a moment.
She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', truckin', she truckin', truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', truckin', she truckin', truckin', she truckin', truckin'.
And just like that, we are back. And that was a commercial from previous years from Matt's. Matt's is the Mid-American Truck Show. And She Trucking is going to be in the building at Matt's. That is March the 21st through the 23rd at Louisville, Kentucky. Our booth is 40652. That is 40652. And in celebration of Matt's, we have launched, if you have not looked at it yet, we have been dropping in a group, but you know, sometimes doing these algorithms, you just don't see it. we have launched our first inaugural She Trucking magazine to give you additional tips and strategies to be set to establish you to maintain a successful career in the trucking and transportation industry. And guess what? You can see it for absolutely free. Look in our Facebook group or simply go to shetrucking.com and click to see the magazine. It's an amazing, amazing magazine. We want to also give a shout out to our platinum sponsors, TAV. Yes, TAV is one of the platinum sponsors for the She Trucking podcast, enabling us to be able to bring you some of the best within the trucking and transportation industry to give you the support so that you can grow and thrive. Make sure to go to check out TAFs today if you need factoring. On that note, you guys, we have so much amazingness going on. Before the commercial break, we were speaking with Jennifer Marshall, and she was sharing all of the things that we need to look out for being a woman in the trucking and transportation industry. Many times we have these conversations, and it's like little gumdrops, you know, sweet and savory, really sweet, but there is a sour side for females that's in the trucking industry. And so this is not to make you afraid. This is not to make you not want to be a part of the trucking industry, because I feel that it's great for you to do it, but this is for you to be self-aware. So right now we're going to bring back on the amazing Jennifer Marshall. Welcome back.
Hi.
All right. So we have people in the building. Let me give some shout out to our virtual studio audience because they didn't have to watch, and we love that you're watching. So yes. Let's see. We have in the group, we have Owen. She said my uncle, I guess she was speaking about when you were saying about your family and stuff. So She said she has an uncle, a grandfather. She said, that's amazing. So true. She said, thanks, Jennifer. We all need assistance. Trucking sisters. I have a question about her school. Yep, I knew you would. And we're going to talk about it. And she said, yes, great. We have another person. So I'm like, hi, mom. Oh, that's your baby.
Yep, that's my daughter.
Oh, hi, Allie.
We have Sarah in the building. She said, put Jennifer on that cover. And we have Michelle saying, hi, Jennifer. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in on today. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. And if you haven't joined the She Trucking community, for those of you who are watching outside, make sure it's a free group to get additional support as well. So you were speaking about all the different things that women need to look out for in regards to trucking. Mm-hmm. You also spoke about your beautiful legacy, having both men and women in this industry in the 70s, and how you pretty much was able to be on the administrative role, doing whatever needed to be done in your family business, to now being a driver. And now you transition into being an instructor, and specifically a CDL instructor. So what made you decide to become a CDL instructor, and tell us how they could get in contact and all that good stuff?
Well, I had no intentions of being a CDL instructor.
Really?
Yeah. I just was going through some things at home and mm-hmm. needed a break from the road. So I was getting my CNA certificate reinstated. Along with my EMR, Emergency Medical Responder Certificate. And I was sitting in class, and the president of the campus here at Midwest Technical Institute in Springfield came up and said, you're the one with the CDL, right? And I was like, yeah. She goes, I want to see you on your lunch break. And I'm like, great. I haven't even done anything, and I'm in trouble already, you know? And she offered me a job to be an instructor. She had already looked at my history because of having to apply for the college. They needed my work history because it is a trade school. We do teach trades here. We have welding. We have medical assisting, HVAC, plus CDL. And then, like I said, she offered me a job, and I talked to my mother, my husband, and a few of my friends about it. And I was like, well, I can't teach this. And our, I'm doing air quotes here, adopted son, DJ, he was like, yeah, because you're the one that taught me how to back. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. And I love it. I love it. I wish I'd have done it a long time ago. Although I feel for the teachers I had in school now. I understand their plight 100%. Oh my God, do I? So sorry, Mrs. Lineberger. I apologize. I'm so sorry. So I'll buy you a drink if I ever see you uptown. But anyway, it's the satisfaction of seeing their face when they get it. You know, when they struggle so hard to just catch the drift of the truck. And then when they do it and they catch it, and then you just see like that whole brighten up, you know, it's just like, yep, that's why I do it, you know? And then I did have a female come through. I've only had one. God, I wish there was more. Mm-hmm. I had one come through. She had severe testing anxiety. And that's the other instructor, Tony. His name's Tony Chancellor. Tony. He was really, really good with her out on the range. And, you know, I worked with her. And that was both of our, you know, crowning glories that, you know, we got her through it, got her CDL. But you don't realize the impact you have on somebody until you're there, you're doing it. I had one student that when he got his CDL after the state tester was done, he ran up and gave me a bear hug. And I mean, he looked like he was about ready to cry. And I mean, I was floored. So, but it's awesome. It really is.
And the fact that you are taking it to an additional level, in regards to your trucking, in regards to your journey, you don't hear this story every day that someone just out of high school, a woman just out of high school, and then she starts in her family's trucking business, like doing administrative roles or whatever needs to be done. Then that same girl, that same young lady, eventually goes into driving a truck. And then that same young lady teaching school.
And I also was an owner operator. I did buy two trucks.
So tell us a little bit about what made you do that at that point in your life, because you did just about every single little piece of this trucking and transportation industry. So tell us a little bit about what was the mindset, because so many people right now is talking about, I want to buy a truck, and we're trying to say this is not a good time to buy a truck. So,
and that's what I tell all my students. This is what I tell all my students. You know, I will help you every step of the way if you decide to start being an owner operator, by all means. This is not the climate for it. Okay. It is just not. I just noticed that two more companies went out of business today. The little man has taken a hit below the belt. Every owner operator is going to tell you right now is not the right time. They're all going to tell you this. But the trucking industry is an ebb and flow thing. It's a live thing. And you have to catch the flow just right. And right now is not the right flow. I do know that I tell all my students that in this world, there are three constants. And this is what I tell them on the first day. There's three constants. Everybody's going to get sick, so we need medical. All sides of medical. Everybody's going to pass away. We need all sides of the undertakers. Everybody's got to eat, so we need drivers. You know, even if it is the last mile that they're trying to enact by putting a lot of our freight on rail systems and then doing the last mile, or if it is true OTR coast to coast, you know, everybody's going to have to eat.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to buy a truck, it's best to hold off at least another year and a half, at least.
Yeah.
I had to park my trucks and actually sell one almost 2 years ago. Because I just couldn't do it anymore. Taxes went through the roof. Fuel cost was too much. Freight rates went down. I just couldn't do it anymore. So.
And I get it. I get it. And so the fact of the matter is we have to have these conversations, because I call them the fantasy trucking gurus, because anybody with a social media can be an expert. And it fools the people, mislead the people who generally go in there for information and knowledge to make them think that this is a good time. And while everyone that's around this industry that really know what's going on, we're saying, no, don't buy now. They're saying, yes, buy now. So listen, she knows what she's talking about. We had another guest that said this is not the time as well.
No.
So not saying it won't ever become the time again, but it's just not the time right now.
No, no. And my truck is still in my driveway. Mm-hmm. The peat, it was gone, man. It was a basket case. My husband loved it. It was a pretty truck,
mm-hmm.
but we just couldn't deal with it anymore. Mine is a true Columbia glider straight from Freightliner. So with a brand new transmission, she's just kind of sitting and waiting. So
yeah. That's okay though, because she can sit and wait for a little while. Cause when she go out in her glory, she'll be going out soon, but not now. Yeah.
She ain't costing me no hay sitting there.
I know that's right. So we have so many people that are on right now. We want to make sure that we acknowledge our virtual studio audience for taking the time. We have Adam. He said, hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
We have Michelle. She says, great interview. Love women power. Thank you so much for tuning in. We also have a Facebook user who says, you never know when new opportunities are waiting on you to come around the corner. I guess you're speaking about when you transition into being a CDL instructor.
Yep.
We also have She Trucking On. She said, perfect. And she said, yes, that's exactly how it makes me feel. I want a school so bad to teach other women. Hey, whoever you are, make sure you get in the group and connect with Jennifer. We're going to have some information a little bit later on that you'll be able to connect with her as well. We have someone else that said, true. That girl does it all. You and she said, yes, Jennifer, me too. Someone said, no, you know what that is. I can't say it on there because we want to keep this thing going, this podcast going. And we have she said, yeah, the black sheep would eventually ride again.
That's my truck's name, Black Sheep. So
okay. Okay, well, it would eventually ride again. And so now we're going to pivot a little bit and talk about, because we want to talk a little bit about mental health, because that is something that's a little bit taboo. We know that a lot of our women are dealing with it, and men as well, they're dealing with it too, because you have to have these long stints where you're away from people, you're away from your family. So as a woman, how was it for you? Because you still drive on the weekend,
but when
you were doing those OTRs over the road, how was it for you to cope with being away from home?
We actually approached this today in class. I had a student ask me. Back when I started, it was harder. We didn't have cell phones that you could just pick up and dial and call everybody and FaceTime and, you know, Snapchat and Twitter and all this other stuff. We actually, once you got unloaded, you had to make a mad dash to the truck stop to the payphone to get your next dispatch. We had bag phones. They were like $5 a minute. We actually had 800 phone numbers that we could call to call home from a payphone. Back when everybody still had landlines. And then, you know, cell phones did start to come in. And then, you know, you had your free minutes after, I think it was like 9 o'clock or something like that. But that's when you could go into the truck stop for lunch and early supper. You could sit and talk with the other drivers, the older drivers. It was safe. You could get some advice. You know, if you were struggling with something, you didn't know how to get somewhere. You didn't know how to get in somewhere. You could get the advice that you needed. That's gone now. You can't do that. They're even shutting down the restaurants in the truck stops. The camaraderie that kept you company back then, it's not there anymore. It's not. I don't know if it was the invention of social media. I don't know if it was the generation of, you know, I'm important and I need a trophy too. I don't know. But the camaraderie's gone that we had out on the road where, you know, we could all sit out and gossip. Because, you know, the women would tend to gravitate towards each other. It's like we would just kind of like, we had sonar. We would just find each other, you know. Not anymore. Not anymore. And so you just, you had that one cassette that you really liked, you know. I ran an Earl Thomas Conley cassette. Till it was, it's, I had to buy it twice because I ran it out. You just, you got to know certain truck stops. You had certain truck stops that you stopped at all the time. And then you got to know the staff there. So you got to feel safe there. You know, I had a truck stop in New Paris, Ohio. I stopped there so often that I would walk in and the waitress would know exactly what I wanted to drink and had it sitting on the table and exactly what I wanted to eat. You know, that's, and I wasn't the only one. It's, we were all like that. You know, now it's that, that is gone. And we've done it to ourselves, but it's gone.
And so what I'm hearing is the sense of community, mm-hmm. the sense of knowing that you know that you know that you know. It's something about having, I would say, consistency, because when I'm hearing everything that you're saying, like having that, the simple things, that waitress that knew you was coming and knew your order, that knew what you wanted. Like I said, like when I tell my children, social media, they grew up in a time where they only knew digital stuff. You know, we came in a time where it was merging to us little by little, but we still use communication. Mm-hmm. Good old speaking like we're doing right now. We didn't have to have a cell phone to send a text message, some emojis and all this stuff like that. We had a conversation.
Right.
You know, go ahead.
It was neat when XM radio come out because I could be in one part of the country and, you know, my husband would be at another one and another friend of ours would be at another one and we would be on the phone at the same time. Well, then we would tell each other, hey, turn to this station, and we'd all be sitting and listening to the same channel. And that helped a lot. But, you know, once again, that was after cell phones got prevalent. It was after 9 o'clock and, you know. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, different now.
It is. And speaking of that, we're going to go into a little different, area. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about, we're going to keep it real, dealing with unity mm-hmm. amongst women in trucking. Okay. The harsh reality is that it's not too many women in the trucking and transportation industry, and you have a lot of things that are against you being just a female truck driver or in this industry per se. And the sad reality is that we are dealing with a problem of women going against women in trucking when we should all be coming together in unity. So do you find that to be the case? Is it just me? Because I see bullying and all kind of things going on amongst women. I'm like, what are you doing? We fighting this fight together.
And woosah. It's a woosah moment. Gotta rub the earlobes. I'm on quite a few websites on Facebook or pages or whatever you want to call them. And I noticed that when somebody asks a question, it ain't 5 minutes and somebody is jumping down their throat. Yeah, my English is not so good today. Jumping down their throat, telling them that their question was stupid. That they're dumb. They need to get off the road. That if they can't accept this part of being a truck driver, then they just need to get out of it. No. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. You know, I sit and I scream at my phone, listen, Linda, you know, because I don't want to get on an online fight with anybody else either. I am no keyboard warrior. But if we're not going to lift each other up, we're not going to make it in this. Because right now in the trucking industry as a whole, WIT, Women in Trucking, is advertising that 12.1% of the trucking industry is female. Okay. That was in July of 23, I think, is where that number come from. What that number is actually the number of females that hold a CDL, an active CDL. Of that 12.1%, the actual percentage that are over the road active drivers is like 5%. There's 5% of us out here doing this job. You know, yes, there are a lot of women in the trucking industry. Because, you know, 44% of women, of dispatchers, are women. 42% of the safety roles in a trucking company are held by women. 75% of the HR jobs in trucking companies are held by women. But only 5% are held by female drivers. And we're out here scratching each other's eyeballs out over a simple question. Really? Why can't you just say, no, didn't you learn that in school? This is the right way. Maybe they didn't tell you the right way. You don't have to be a butt about it. Mm-hmm. You know? And I noticed on the news the other day that they're really hammering at us right now about the accident in Louisville with Cisco, where she went over the edge because she crossed the line. And the other female driver that took out the covered bridge in Indiana. Okay, so out of 5%, so let's take 100 drivers. Out of those 100 drivers, there's 5 women that have had 2 pretty significant accidents. What about the other 95 that are men? What have they done? I don't see everybody gangbanging against them, saying maybe they're not safe drivers after all. Because the statistics are still there that of an average accidents, only 40% of women are involved in them. when it comes to actual big rig accidents. Only 40% are women. 60% is still male. So not only are we tearing ourselves down, tearing each other down, we have the industry tearing at us. And now we have the news tearing at us because of two incidents that happened, you know, that I'm sure is going to end up being a third, because in the little community that I live in, a female bus driver crossed a center line yesterday and hit a day cab head on, and the bus driver and the truck driver and the three preschoolers that were on board all passed away, which is not good. And I mean, it's crazy. It really is.
But the sad reality, whether you drive a truck or a regular standard vehicle, these accidents happen. We yes. hate these accidents happen. These casualties happen. But the core of this that we should be really hammering down on is the fact that as women in this industry, we have enough against us. We should never be fighting each other.
No.
So it's so many different organizations, women organizations, that's like She Trucking is a great organization that
absolutely
women establish and maintain successful careers in the trucking and transportation industry. We're not mm-hmm. the only one. It's other organizations and entities. Instead of yes. us independently working on these islands, we should all come together.
Absolutely.
We're more powerful.
That's the only way we're going to fix it. That's yes. the only way that we're going to rise above, is if we work together, not separately. So, you know, you get on these sites and they're nitpicking at each other, and it's mm-hmm. like, ladies, stop. Just stop. Look at the way you look. Okay, you have somebody that's on the fence about being a driver, and then they see this mm-hmm. and they're gonna be like, oh hell no, you know. Yes. You know, and it's, I met a young lady at the truck show, Claudette Hart. She's from the Chicago area, and she's doing like inner city support for people that want to be a truck driver. She's not teaching it, but she's giving them support to do it. And I give her props. I really do. She is trying so hard to lift up women everywhere. And it's like, you know, you can do it. I can do it. There is another female instructor at 160. She's doing it. But these people on Facebook, they can't. What's wrong with that?
It's a problem. And that's why we're addressing it today. One of our virtual studio audience members said they agree. So on this Women's International Month, we need to change the narrative, move that needle from the negative zone to the positive zone.
Absolutely.
And we all need to come together, because we're all women. We all have families. We all have different issues that we have to contend to in regular life, as well as the beast right here yeah. in the trucking and transportation industry. No woman in this industry should be at odds. When we see another woman, we should feel secure and comfort to know that is our sister, regardless of the color of her skin, regardless of her age, regardless of her background. Yep. We are one.
Exactly. Oh. And, you know, as female drivers, we already have to deal with the female dispatchers Ooh. That we don't exactly get along with, you know. And I'm here to tell you, I had one. Oh, my Lord. If I could have reached through that phone, I don't think she'd have had any hair left. You know, it was real hard to stay professional. You know, I'm not in competition with you, girlfriend. I don't want any of this that's out here. It's all yours. I just want my load. You don't have to be snarky to me. You don't have to be hateful to me. You don't have to make condescending remarks. Mm-hmm. I just want my load and for you to go away.
And be fair at the end of the day. Our virtual studio and says, yes, we need to lift each other up, Sarah. And I 1,000% agree. And the reason why we decided to talk about this taboo, touchy subject is because it's happening. And in order for us to remedy this, to solve this problem, we need to be brave enough to even have this conversation. Yeah. Okay, at the end of the day. And we have so much, ladies, that we offer, that we give, that as women in any part of the trucking and transportation industry, that we add value. Why not add value to each other? It's hard enough. It's hard enough.
But you women, know, we've got to get a thicker skin too.
Yeah.
You know, it's on both sides of the dime here, you know. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm a blunt person, okay? I'm very blunt. Mm-hmm. I don't tiptoe around anything. Unfortunately, I'm kind of like a bull in a china shop. So, you know, I kind of put it just right out there. You got to get thicker skin. You're going to get offended. It's going to happen. Pick yourself up by your big girl panties and get over it. Okay. They may not have intentionally offended you, but you do not need to fall down and make a big scene and, oh my God, they spoke to me that way. No, come on. You know, if you're at a stoplight and you look down and there's a gentleman driver doing what they do sometimes, I mean, come on, girls, we've all seen it. You don't have to call them out. You don't have to take a picture of it. You don't have to be obscene. Look away and go on about your business. Okay. It's just like a bully in school. The less attention you give them, they're going to get bored with it and move on quicker. Okay. Period.
I agree. You know, in regards to, let's speak a little bit about the lack of female trainers in the industry before we go. Speak a little bit about
that. We are in so short of having female trainers. Right now, I think Dot Foods up in Mount Sterling has one female trainer, and she's in like Oklahoma or something. And that's a big hurdle, because a lot of people want to have the same sex training, which was a policy at one time, but I think they've lifted it. But it's hindering our own jobs. There are many men out there that are completely safe for you to team with. Completely 100% safe. When I started at SMX, I trained on a truck with three other men in that truck. Yes, we stopped at the end of the night and we went to a hotel room. Everybody went to our separate rooms. But driving down the road, we were all in that truck. And I never felt unsafe. When I was in driver school, I had four men in that truck with me. I always felt safe. Okay. Take advantage of your opportunities. It does not have to be catered to you, because there is a lack of driver trainers. We have a lack of CDL instructors. Right now, we're trying to find another CDL instructor here at the Springfield campus, and we just can't find anybody interested in it. You know, so if anybody wants to be a CDL instructor in the Springfield area, that's 3 years driving experience. Come on down. But, you know, something women have to realize is you're not going to be catered to. If you want to come into a male-dominated industry, realize to take advantage of every opportunity that you're given and make the best of that while doing a CYA, which is a cover year, you know, because you're not going to be covered. You're not going to be catered to, because then you are just going to be deemed as inconvenient. You're going to be deemed hard to deal with. And they're going to move us on, put us under the rug, and not actually give us a fighting chance. You're going to muddy the water for the next person coming up, because you want to be special. Okay. Don't take advantage of the opportunity and make the best of it. Not everybody is bad.
Yes. And so the overall of this interview is about being self-aware, being informed, also the realities and also the benefits of being a part of this industry, but most importantly, how we need to bring back the community feel back to the industry. Because we lost that somewhere in the midst of, I think, technology. We have so much in our hands that we lose in humanity, and we need it, okay? Yes. In a sense that that sense of camaraderie, companionship, because you're out here on this road day in and day out away from your family. It will make you feel good to see someone that genuinely cares, that smiles at you and say, hey, be safe out there. Yep. You know, so think about that the next time you see another trucker, the next time you see another female. Be proud. Connect in a way. But also, like Jennifer said, when you're out and about, keep your head on the swivel because we know the world that we live in. So Jennifer, is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience? And I want you to tell the audience also how they can participate at your school, okay?
I want to see more women take advantage of being a driver. It is fun. It's challenging. And there's so many, the words of Miley Cyrus, so many hills that you can climb and you can look back and go, I did that. You can't take that away from me. I did that all on my own. You know, I drove that mountain. I drove through that snowstorm. I did that. You know, take advantage of it. Get out there. The first year is going to be rough. It's because it's a lifestyle change. It's going to be rough until you get used to it. But do it. Give it a try. If you've ever thought about it, just try it. Most schools are only 4 to 5 weeks long. Take the leap. You don't know if you're going to be jumping into the best thing that ever happened to you.
And do your school have scholarships?
They have grants that they can help you with, different organizations to help. But we actually have the cheapest program in the area.
Oh, really?
Most of the other schools are going for about $5,000. Mm-hmm. Ours is $2,450.
Oh, okay.
Yep, $2,450, and you're done in about 4 to 5 weeks. I say 4 to 5 because right now there's kind of a backup at the Secretary of State, but it's not our fault. It's on their end.
Okay. So, well, you guys, make sure to check Jennifer out if you're wanting to get your CDL. 4 to 5 weeks, about $2,500.
Yep.
$2,500. Yep. You go check it out. Go to www.midwesttech.edu. That's midwesttech.edu. You can also contact her via email, jmarshall@midwesttech.edu. Dot edu.
Yep, that's just one L though. I don't know why they did that to my name.
Yeah, one L. Okay, so make sure to check her out on that because she can actually help you with the CDL. She is she's been through many different facets of the trucking and transportation industry, so she come with a wealth of knowledge, and she's an instructor that actually still drives on the weekend because you want to be abreast of what's really going on in the now.
Yep. I work for Clark Transportation out of Lincoln, Illinois on the weekends. I can't teach it if I don't know it. If I'm not staying sharp on it, what I'm not helping these students.
That's right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. For giving I will be down at MAPS walking around. So, and if anybody has any questions or concerns, you know, reach out, email me. I will get you my business phone number, which I don't even have it memorized. My business phone is 217-671-7674.
So you're coming to Matt's. We're all going to be at Matt's. Make sure you stop by the sheet trucking table so we can take a photo. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
Most it'd be definitely. Good to get off this virtual and see you in person. Now, I warn you, I'm short.
I'm not that tall. So my chair lifts pretty good.
We'll get our photo, you guys, and we'll give you guys a recap because we're both going to be at Matt's. Make sure to come check us both out at Matt's. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, make sure to go get your ticket. Let me pop this up on the screen. You can meet us, the She Trucking team, the She Trucking Foundation at Matt's. Our booth number is 40652. That's 40652. You will also be able to have the opportunity to get a copy of our first inaugural She Trucking magazine for absolutely free to give you additional tips and strategies with our new VP, Gabriella Simmons. She will actually be there as well. We also want to give a shout out to Loyalty for being a consistent supporter of the She Trucking Foundation. We also want to give a shout out to GLCS. That's GLCS. As well as the Driving Forward podcast with Mr. Nate. Thank you for all your support. And Brandon from B Logistics. All of these people helped in various different ways from the podcast itself to actually helping with the magazine with so that we can give it to you for absolutely free. We also have one of our ad sponsors in the building, Tamika McCray, thank you so much for everything that you did with purchasing the ad. We have more, but I saw her in the group and I want to give her a shout out. For those of you who would like to support what we do with the She Trucking Foundation, because we're all about helping women and minorities in the trucking and transportation industry to establish and maintain successful careers in the trucking and transportation industry. And we do this from various different ways, from trainings to webinars to informative interviews such as you see. And for us to continuously be able to do this, we need your help. So go to shetrucking.com and donate today. We are a 501(c)(3). We are. So you can be able to get a tax write-off for your generous contribution. So thank you for everyone who has supported in the past and for everyone who is supporting now. Sarah said, great interview. Hey, it wouldn't be great without a great guest. You need it. Thank Jennifer. And your daughter said, awesome interview, Mom. I love it when your children come in. And Jeremy said, awesome interview. Keep up the good work and keep changing lives. And we do have another Facebook user thanking the She Trucking community. This for me. I wasn't going to read that. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, you guys. You know, I love what I do, being able to spread the voices of wonderful women like Jennifer. Jennifer, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No, it's truly my pleasure. You have a very unique story that shows legacy, that shows diversity within your career, because you have diversified your portfolio in the trucking industry by going from different areas. So I feel that our community, as well as the college, they really benefiting from what you're doing, because you have all this experience. You're not just reading a textbook. You know, you have the experience. And so I can't wait to meet you in person. I had to give you that little warning. I'm short now.
That's okay.
We also want to give a shout out to My Guardian Dot, because like Jennifer said, you need to make sure that you have insurance, okay? Medical insurance. And so My Guardian Doc is actually on shetrucking.com, where you can actually cover your whole family for $27 per month. So we have no excuse to not get the coverage for yourself and your family. And also check out Miss Sue. Check out Miss Sue. She has, if you ever find yourself in a situation as a truck driver that need legal help, because sometimes it does happen and you need some legal help, we have Miss Sue in the community that will help our members with that part. Let me make sure I mention everybody, because we appreciate every donation, whether it's $1 or $1,000, because all of it help us do what we do. And I think that's about it. Other than we have the raffle coming up in the Diamonds and Pearls. So make sure to stay in the know by going to SheTrucking.com. And again, lastly, a big shout out to our platinum sponsor for the She Trucking podcast, which is Tavs Factoring. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast because we couldn't do it without you. Jennifer, listen, thank you so much. You guys, I want you to go to Midwest Tech EDU. And here's her email again that you can get in contact with her as well. And I can't wait to see you next week.
Yes, you. Next week.
Isn't it? Ooh, it came fast. Yes. On that note, you guys, have a great, amazing rest of your day. Do you want to say anything else before we go? Maybe you thought about something you want to say before we go?
Not really. I'm kind of just all over the place here, you know?
We're great.
I just want everybody to give it a shot. If you've ever thought about it, try it. Because then you can't say, I wish I would have.
Oh, we don't want to live a life of regret. Nope. On that note, you guys, check us out on SheTrucking.com. Come meet us at the Mid-American Truck Show next week. And make sure to go to the website to look at our first inaugural magazine for absolutely free. It has a lot of great information in it for you. A lot of people came together in order to make that for you available for absolutely free. So take advantage of the resource. Yes, it's on SheTrucking.com. Yes. And so, you guys, we are getting ready to go. Jennifer, you can stay in the back for a moment. And you guys have a great, amazing rest of your day. And thank you for tuning in to What the She Trucking Podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
There are cars everywhere.
Bobby's, you're about to get on the interstate.
Oh,
so slow
God.
The truck down.
Oh, God.
Slow the truck down. Slow, for real, slow the truck down. Stay over here on the left, okay? Take your high side. Go up here, okay?
I cannot believe I'm getting on the interstate.
Accelerate, accelerate, accelerate. Stay on this side, accelerate. Go faster. Go faster. Faster, Bobby, faster.
Crap.
Look at all this traffic.
There are cars everywhere.
And now we're going to take it to the highest gear that you ever been in. We're going to take it to the 10th gear.
Now?
Now. There we go.
10th gear, right now!